Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Todney.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Beautiful. So, I got your email with the answer and the questions for your three challenges and the three things that you want to manifest.
Yes.
Thank you for that. That was very clear and very concise. I appreciate that.
I need clear and concise at this point in my existence.
I understand. I think maybe we all do. And so for this session today, Todney, what I want to ask you is, out of those six things that you basically listed six things there, and out of those six things, pick one thing that you want to focus on for this session.
Millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars.
That's the one thing.
I hear that. Beautiful. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to coach you a little bit around setting a clear positive intention for this session. And this is
okay.
The way that I work with people when I coach. If you continue to coach with me, you'll see that we'll always set a clear intention at the beginning of the session about where you want to be at the end of the session in relationship to millions of dollars.
Okay.
So you can feel movement. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so the way you might do this is you'll make a statement of, it is my intention to, and then answer that with where you want to be. When I say be, where do you want to feel inside of yourself at the end of the session in relationship to millions of dollars? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So go ahead, give that a try. It is my intention to.
It is my intention to know that I am able to manifest millions of dollars.
Beautiful. And that is very clear. So I'm going to coach you a little bit on the intention, okay?
Okay.
In that, if you're going to know that you're able to manifest $1 million, how will that feel? Knowing that, what would the feeling be if you knew it?
The feeling would be one of actually accomplishing something that I've always wanted myself, Todney, not something that someone else wanted for me, not something that I thought was the right thing, but something that's been deep down in my gut.
Got you.
For as long as my existence, but I've put to the side for any whatever reason, thinking that it was impossible.
Got you.
So when I reach this goal, I'll know that there's no impossibility.
I got you. And that feeling that you're talking about deep down inside your gut, when you accomplish that, what is that feeling?
Oh, complete jubilation.
Exuberation,
magnificence, magnanimous, any noun, adjective, verb, any.
I got it.
Amazing.
I got it. So complete jubilation.
Yes.
And an amazing feeling. Would you say, I don't want to, jubilation, I think that pretty much sums it up right there, complete jubilation.
Yes, it will feel like I've arrived. Like,
yeah.
I did it. I did what I really wanted to do, regardless of who said I couldn't, and that even me thinking that it wouldn't manifest, I did it. So it would be a feeling of, like I said, completeness. Like, I did it. Like, wow.
Complete jubilation.
Yes. That sums it up.
Okay. And just to let you know what I'm getting at is, part of what, in terms of manifesting, one of the important things is to talk about how it is to get into the feeling state, which is a being state of what you're going to feel like when you're there, rather than, it's going to be amazing or it's going to be wonderful. That's great that it's going to be amazing and wonderful, but something like complete jubilation, that's what you're going to feel inside of you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Go ahead.
So that's what I was working on, was trying to get that feeling state that you're going to feel inside down in your, what you're talking about, your gut, what you're going to feel in your body. So if I may, maybe what your intention would be is, it's my intention to feel complete jubilation by the end of this session.
Okay.
About making millions of dollars.
Okay.
How does that feel?
That feel good.
Does that feel realistic to you?
It does.
Okay.
It does. It does. It's. I don't want to take up too much time, but I have to just give you a brief synopsis on manifesting.
We're going to get into that. I just want to make sure that we set a clear intention, and then you can say whatever you want to say, okay?
Yeah, I feel butterflies right now, so I'm thinking the intention of feeling complete jubilation about manifesting millions.
About the possibility of manifesting millions.
Oh, now you're putting in the word possibility.
Okay, about making millions.
Yeah.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Right.
Okay, so is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do is, and see, part of the reason we're doing this is because I'm not saying it's not possible, but by the end of the session, you're not necessarily going to make millions by the end of the session. I mean, you could. It's a possibility, you know, but the idea is to feel movement in that direction.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
Like real movement where you feel like, okay, I'm here now, and then at the end I feel like there's more of a, this feels more realistic to me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I understand, yes.
So what I want you to do, Todd, is I want you to go ahead and state that intention again. State it very clear and crisp. It is my intention to...
It is my intention to feel complete jubilation about manifesting millions of dollars.
Beautiful. That's a very clear, positive, realistic intention. And so now what I want you to do, Todd, is I want you to think about that intention. And I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it at the top. Breathe in deeply through your nose. And at the top, hold your breath and hold the intention. Hold your breath and hold the intention. Keep holding your breath and keep holding the intention in your mind. And whenever you're ready, I want you to breathe out. And as you breathe out, breathe the intention out to the universe and release it and let it go. Just breathe out the intention. Allow the universe to bring the intention to you. Just release it. Breathe it out.
Okay.
And now from this place
that felt
right
good.
Here. Now from this place right here, Tiny. What I want you to do is, whatever's present with you right now on your mind or in your heart, speak to that. It may or may not have to do with the intention. It's okay. Just whatever's present with you, talk about that. Go ahead.
Well, I know that in life, that's what we do, that we manifest. I was introduced to that as a child. I understand the concept. It's just that, like I said, I've been doing things, manifesting situations in my own life seemingly to benefit others and not myself.
Uh-huh.
And so, because I want this thing so bad, I feel like I've wanted it so bad that it's turned into something ugly almost. Like, I want millions of dollars, and now I feel like I'm in debt because of the wanting. I've wanted this so bad and concentrated on it so much that I've actually had heart pains, like become physically ill. And I attribute that to a purging of a disbelief that it couldn't happen, a purging of being in a state of mind of feeling like, this isn't how I'm supposed to be or what I'm supposed to do. But it is, because if it weren't, then I wouldn't have had the thought. I wouldn't have had the feeling. And that's where I'm at right now. And that's why I looked up on the internet, because I feel like I need to get past whatever the emotion is, and I understand the feeling tone, and I understand all of that. I'm able to manifest just about everything. It seems like this eludes me, so I want it, and I want to know how to get it.
And when you say you want to get past the emotion, what emotion?
The emotion of fear, of feeling like I shouldn't be better off than my mom, or feeling like I shouldn't want it because someone else said I couldn't get it, or just fear.
Mm-hmm. You said you shouldn't want to be better off than your mom?
Right.
Gotcha. Is that the essence of that fear?
I believe that is the essence of it.
Because if you were better off than your mom, then...
Hello?
If you were better off than your mom, then what?
Then it would be a bad thing.
Then it would be a bad thing.
Right.
Bad how? What's bad about it?
Oh my God, then I would have to go off into religion, which I've totally tried to get away from also.
So, hold on a second. So you're saying that if you were better off than your mom, it would be a bad thing, and then you would have to go into religion.
Yeah, because it's all based on, you know, growing up in a certain religion and being taught that if you acquire these things that, you know, you'll go to hell, or it's of a sinful nature, and it's just a horrible, I don't know, and I've basically banished religion from my entire existence, so
you'll go to hell if
that.
You have $1 million. So you're saying that if you did get $1 million, let me make sure I'm understanding you correctly, that if you were,
let me make sure
I'm understanding you correctly, because I'm trying to follow you here, is that you said that you shouldn't want to be better off than your mom, and if you were, then it would be a bad thing.
Yes.
And then, if you were, you'd have to go into religion. You're saying this to yourself.
Pretty much, that's in essence
and
what I'm
saying.
And
the reason that you'd have to go into religion is because you learned that it's a bad thing to want millions of dollars, and that you'd go to hell if you do.
Yes.
This is your logic of thinking about it.
Yes.
And then
sounds totally illogical hearing you repeat it.
I'm asking. So yeah, it sounds that way a little bit to me, but I want to make sure I'm hearing you. And so then you'd go into religion, and then you'd have your millions of dollars, then you'd go into religion so that you could know that you're going to go to hell for having the millions of dollars, and then what? Then what would you do?
I don't know.
So now you have $1 million. It's a bad thing. You're writing this story. And then you go into religion, and then to know that you're going to hell because you have $1 million. And then what would happen next? I'm wondering.
I don't know. And again, that's why I say I totally banish religion, because there are so many questions and it makes no sense to me. And I was just trying to answer the reason, or get to the reason why I feel this way. And like I said, I've written it down, and even listening to you repeat it to me, it sounds illogical. I don't know.
So can I offer you something?
Please.
Is it just that money is evil?
Yes.
Okay. Money is bad. And it sounds to me, I don't know if this is what it is, but it sounds to me, and I get this, I understand this, literally from myself, I've had a similar experience, is that it sounds like you have, you know, money is evil tied up, and then there's fear with that. So if you do have money, you'll be evil. Even though you said you've banished religion and everything, there's still a part of you that's like, if I have it, I'm going to be a bad person.
Yes.
Okay. I understand that. So let's go to, I'm going to invite you to do something here, okay?
Okay.
So it sounds like if you had to, it sounds like what you have here is you have this fear And in this fear is that money is evil, and if I have money, I'll be evil. Energy, right? I don't want to use a whole lot of words to describe it, but it sounds like that's what it is in a nutshell, right?
Okay, yes.
What I want to invite you to do, Todney, is to give that energy a name, like it's an entity. Imagine like it is a thing of itself. What would you call it? Try to think of one word that you would call it. This fear, money is evil, it's a bad thing.
What would I call it?
Yeah. What would you call all of that? One
word. Ridiculous.
So you'd call it ridiculous? Is that one
word?
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So what I want you to do is, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to invite you into closing your eyes, and I want you to, in your body, I want you to feel that feeling, this ridiculousness of this fear of money as evil. I want to invite you to give yourself permission to feel it in your body. Do you feel it?
Yes.
Where do you feel it?
Emotional.
Where is it located in your body, this ridiculous fear of money as evil?
It's between my navel and my sternum.
Between your navel and your sternum, so in so like in your solar plexus?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and breathe into that. Allow yourself to feel it. This is a safe place, Todney. It's okay to feel it. Does this ridiculous fear that money is evil in your solar plexus, does it have a color?
No.
No. Does it have a shape?
No.
No. Okay. So, Todney, and I want to be very clear with you that I'm inviting you to give yourself the permission to feel this feeling for the intention of clearing it. Okay? So you're going into this with the intention of releasing it and clearing it. So I want you to know that's why going into it. I just want to give you that, okay?
Okay.
So you don't think we're just going into this for no reason, okay?
Okay.
That's the reason why. So what I want to invite you to do is to breathe into this fear. In fact, maybe take your hand and put your hand on that place on your solar plexus where this fear of money is evil and it's ridiculous, and breathe into that feeling. Really allow yourself to fully feel that feeling. This is a safe place. It's okay to feel it. It's just energy. It's just a feeling. Allow it to come up. Give yourself permission to feel it. Notice if there's any resistance there to not want to feel it. Everything happens with your permission, Todney. Breathe into that feeling in your solar plexus. That fear that money is evil, and if you have it, it's a bad thing, and then you'll have to go back into religion, and it's ridiculous. Breathe into that ridiculousness. Take a deep breath in, and breathe into that feeling in your solar plexus, and relax your body. Allow your body to relax into that fear, into that ridiculousness. Feel it. It's safe. It's okay to feel it. This is a very safe place. Keep breathing. Keep feeling it. Just focus on the end of the feeling energy. Notice any resistance. Keep breathing into the feeling. The fear that money is evil and it's ridiculous in your solar plexus. What's happening? What's present with you, Todney?
Tears.
Yeah.
A lot of emotions.
Yeah, I get that. And I want to encourage you and invite you to just allow those tears to flow. Give yourself permission.
Oh, my gosh. I've cried so much in the last 6 months, more than I've ever cried, just because of this whole thing.
I get it.
Okay.
It's a safe place. Remember your intention. It's for the intention of releasing and clearing. So whatever, notice any resistance you have in you, and just give yourself permission to feel. Imagine that there's a valve inside of you, and you just open the valve up, and you turn it, and you just let it flow. You should let whatever that's feeling there, just imagine as you're breathing that it's flowing. It's flowing out of you. It's flowing out of your body. In fact, what I want to invite you to do is I want you to stay focused on that feeling in your stomach and in your solar plexus, the fear and the ridiculousness. And I want you to imagine that it's moving up your body. It's moving up into your chest as you keep breathing, and it's moving up into your throat. And I want you to kind of tilt your head back a little bit. And I want you to imagine that you take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, that feeling energy of fear and ridiculousness, you're breathing it out of your body. Take a deep breath in. I want you to take a deep breath in and hold it and feel that feeling in your solar plexus. This ridiculous fear. Feel it. Hold your breath. I want you to hold your breath. Don't breathe out. Hold on to the fear and the ridiculousness that money is evil in your solar plexus. And whenever you're ready, now that you're in touch with that feeling, I want you to imagine that when you do breathe out, that feeling comes up through and out of your throat and out of your mouth, and you blow it out to the universe. You might even make a sound. Maybe you won't, but just really hold your breath. Keep on. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I wasn't expecting this to be so intense.
Yeah. And so now what I want you to do is I want you to refocus back on your solar plexus. Take another deep breath in. Hold your breath. Focus on the fear. The money is evil and ridiculousness in your solar plexus. Hold your breath. Hold that fear, because that's what you've been doing anyways. You're holding it. You're holding the fear of the money is evil and it's ridiculous in your solar plexus. Hold your breath. Do not let your breath out. Hold it. Put your hand on it. Hold it. And whenever you're ready, I want you to give yourself permission to breathe it out. And imagine it comes up through your chest and out of your throat and out of your mouth. You breathe it out. You might even make a sound. Sometimes it helps. Don't worry about thinking and worrying about how you sound. And just let it out. Keep breathing it out. Keep breathing out. Out. Breathe out. Keep breathing it out. Don't breathe back in. Just breathe out. 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 You're letting it out. Now take a breath back in. Breathe in fresh, clean, loving air. And breathe out. Fresh, clean, loving air. Now I want you to breathe back in. Take a deep breath back in. Refocus on. And then breathe out. What's present with you now, Todney?
Relief.
Yeah. What are you feeling?
I feel relieved.
Yeah. And this relief.
I feel like I can breathe.
Yeah. Where's this relieved feeling located? Where are you feeling it?
In my gut.
In your gut. Yeah. Yeah. And this relieved feeling in your gut. Does it have a color?
I don't know. Maybe green.
Green.
If I had to.
Yeah. And I want you to stay with this. I want you to keep your eyes closed and breathe into this relieved feeling in your gut. And does this relieved feeling in your gut, does it have a shape?
Round.
What's that, round?
Yes.
Yeah. So now what I want you to do, Todney, is I want you to put your hand on your gut, keep your eyes closed, relax your body, and breathe into that relieved feeling in your gut, that green, round feeling in your gut. Take a deep breath in and breathe into the feeling. Give yourself permission to feel that relieved, green, round feeling in your gut. Really allow yourself to feel it. Touch it with your hand. Feel it on the inside. And now what I want you to imagine, Todney, I want you to imagine that this round, green, relieved feeling in your gut, it's slowly beginning to expand inside of your gut. And it's growing. And it's moving up into your chest.
It's making me feel happy.
Yeah. Let it keep laughing. Keep laughing. It's growing and it's moving down your legs and it's moving down your arms. This green, round feeling in your gut. Yeah. It's tickling you. You can feel it tickling you. Just let it tickle you like you were a little girl and your daddy tickled you like that. It's the same kind of feeling, right? It's just tickling you. This green, round feeling in your gut is now expanding out, and it's going up into your head and into your mind, into all your thoughts. This green, round feeling, relieved feeling in your gut is now in your head, and it's in all your thoughts. And it's going down your legs, down your toes. It's going down to your fingertips. It's still in your gut, and it's still in all your body. Yeah, just laugh into that. Allow yourself to laugh as much as you want, Todney. Allow it. Give yourself permission to laugh. Keep laughing. And I'm going to keep talking. And if you want to laugh, just laugh as loud as you want. Go into the laughter. Give yourself permission to go into that laughter fully. Keep going into it. Yes, into that green, round, relieved feeling in your gut.
Oh.
And now I want you to imagine it's still inside of you, Todney. And now it's pouring out of you. This green, round, relieved feeling in your gut, it's now pouring out of you. And now this feeling tone is filling up the entire room that you're in. It's still inside of you. It's still inside of your gut. And it's still inside of your chest. And it's pouring. It's emanating from your gut. And it's filling the entire room that you're in. This laughing, giggling, green, relieved feeling in your gut. And now it's expanding, this round shape. It's expanding to the city that you're in. And it's expanding even more rapidly. And it's filling the entire city that you're in. So that this green, round, relieved feeling in your gut, this giggly, laughing feeling, it's still inside of you. It's still inside of your gut. And it's everywhere in the entire city you're in. And it's growing even farther. And it's expanding to the entire world now. And so now that this green, relieved feeling in your gut, this giggly, laughly feeling that's still inside of you, it's emanating from inside of you, Todney. It's expanded and it's emanated out of you. And it's expanded to the entire world and it's everywhere on the planet. It's everywhere. It's everywhere you go. It's inside of you and it's outside of you. This green, round, relieved feeling in your gut, this giggly, laughing feeling. It's everywhere you go. It's inside of you, and it's inside of everyone and everything that you see. It's everywhere. It's in every plant, animal, person, everything, every object. It's in the air. It's in the oxygen that you breathe. Breathe into that knowing that everywhere you go and everyone you come across, and when you even look in the mirror inside yourself, you know that this is inside of you. It came from you. And it's everywhere. Breathe into that knowing. Ground that knowing and that feeling inside of your body. That this is you. It's inside of you. And it's outside of you. You have access to it all the time. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This feeling. This green, round, relieved feeling in your gut. Yeah. You always have access to this. Breathe into that knowing. Allow that to settle inside of your body. And know that you can access this anytime, Tithing. It is who you are. And it is what everything around you is. It's your essence. It's the essence of everything around you. You're not separated from it. You're connected with all of it. You're connected with you, and you're connected with that feeling, and you're connected with that feeling outside of you. So that when you go throughout your day and you see people's faces, and you see the table in front of you, and you see objects, cars, trees, plants, people, money, everything. It's all you. You know it's you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Breathe into that.
Good.
Yeah, breathe into that, Tony. Really allow that to settle in your body so that you know you have this and you can access this whenever you want to. Just sit with this feeling and this knowing. Stay with it. Remember this. Breathe into this. Yeah. Just be with that feeling.
Okay. That was intense. Oh my gosh.
That's powerful. That's powerful work. So, let me ask you, Tony, what's present with you right now?
I feel happy, like my jaws hurt from smiling.
Let them hurt. Let them hurt from smiling. Give yourself permission to really just go into that feeling as much as you can, Tony. And I encourage you to allow yourself to go into this as often as you can. If you can always remember this moment, this is recorded as well. So you're going to have this recording, and you can use this for yourself if you just want to listen to it again. If you need it to get back into that place. But you can live in that place. Because that's who you are.
Who I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's who that's how what everything else is outside of you.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yes.
Even the millions of dollars that you want, that's what that is too.
Yes.
You are one with that. All things. All things.
I am one with all things.
Yes.
I like that.
You are one with all things. You, literally. Scientifically.
Yes. I like that.
It's not just a good
affirmation.
Yeah, I mean, science has proven that. I mean, I'm telling you that from the science side, but I wanted you to know that inside of you.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? That there's an intellectual knowing of things, which is nice.
Right.
And then there's a knowing less life, and that's part of what I think you experienced just now. You allowed yourself to see that, to feel that, to know that in your gut.
Yes.
And when you know it there, you don't need a book to tell you that. You don't need a scientist to tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. So, Todd, I'm sensing like our session is coming to a close. Are you feeling that way as well?
Yes.
Okay. So what I want to ask you, Tony, is do you remember what your intention was at the beginning of this session?
Yes.
What was it?
To feel jubilation about obtaining $1 million or millions of dollars.
That's right. And do you feel like you achieved part or all of that intention?
All of it.
Yeah. You did.
I can do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will do this.
You will do it. And I just want to let you know, in terms of coaching, the way that coaching works is that sometimes, you know, if you decide and you continue to move on with me in coaching, is the way that it works is we'll always set an intention in the beginning about where you want to be at the end.
Okay.
And even over the course of months, so like if you do monthly packages, it's the same type of thing. You set an intention for 3 months or 6 months or whatever, and then you move in the direction of that. But all of it is about moving in the direction of what you want. It's all about moving forward. Two things are happening. We're either clearing something out, or we're moving forward toward what you want to manifest. Both of those things happen side by side. That's the way I work with myself as well. And that's part of the benefit of coaching and the support. And I think you got the experience of what that's like right here.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so sometimes, just to let you know this, sometimes if you continue coaching with me, sometimes movement can be like a quantum leap, which it feels like that's what that is here. This is like a big breakthrough for you.
Yes.
And sometimes it can just be smaller. And that's okay. You see what I'm saying? It's not always what this is, but sometimes it's big, sometimes small. And really, you know what determines that? You. Because it depends on how much you give yourself permission to move or to release.
Okay.
And you gave yourself huge permission today. You really did, and I really want to acknowledge you and honor you for your willingness to allow that amount of movement to happen in this short amount of time.
I'm ready.
I get that.
I'm ready.
I get that loud and clear. Beautiful. So if you can just hold on the line for a minute, I'm gonna go ahead and stop the recording, but I still want to keep talking to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.